Hey everyone, with everything going on with the coronavirus, COVID-19, I just wanted to do a short video. This is a Facebook Live video, and I didn't do any editing, as you can tell, because when people ask questions or made a comment, I lost my train of thought. So this was just, I wrote literally 5 words down and did off the cuff. And I wanted to share this as a special podcast episode. I am going to be doing, and I'll definitely post them on YouTube. I don't know if I will post them on the podcast. We'll just have to see. But I just wanted to do something. I know a lot of people are at home right now. I know I have no work, and because I can't go into people's homes, and I couldn't live with myself if I had something and gave it to someone else. And so every Monday, noon Eastern Standard Time, on Facebook Live, and you can find me under Julie Seibert Caraccio. Everything I do is public. My theory is I put stuff up that if it's okay plastered on the front of the New York Times, I'm okay with. But I'm going to be doing an hour of coaching is the best way, answering questions. So if you have questions on organizing, decluttering, if you listen to the podcast, you know I take a very wide view. Like I believe clutter is anything that prevents you from creating the life you choose, deserve, and desire. So email me some questions if you have it beforehand, but join us or you'll see all the videos will be on my page so you can write a question in the comments. So that's just something that I am going to be doing for the foreseeable future. So Mondays at noon Eastern Standard Time. We're going to get through this, everyone, okay? And this is just a short little note on how can I change my perspective or look at this as an opportunity.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
I wanted to talk about finding the opportunity. I have seen a lot of people, you know how a record can get stuck for those of you old enough to remember and kind of the groove and unable to move forward. I see a lot of people stuck, not being able to move forward. And so I wanted to talk today about how can you find the opportunity in what's going on in the world? I'm not going to discount it's really stressful for a lot of people. I wanted to talk today because after 9/11, I was living in Los Angeles. I had just literally weeks before purchased my first ever condo. I was excited to be able to own something. And then a few weeks later, 9/11 happened. And then I was laid off. I was trying to remember. I have apparently shut that out and forgotten that. I was a grant writer in a big development department, and our whole department, except for like two people, were laid off. And I was unemployed for 9 months. And that was really stressful for me. I was fortunate that California, I mean, I'm pretty sure almost 20 years ago or whatever it was, close to that, that I got as much unemployment, more unemployment than they get now in North Carolina. And so with my unemployment from California, I was able to pay the mortgage and I think maybe utilities. Now, luckily I had savings, but for 9 months being single and having a mortgage was incredibly stressful. Looking back, I probably was depressed a little and didn't know it. And so I have to be gentle with myself. But when I look back, I think, wow, I had 9 months of being unemployed. All the things I could have done during that time, I could have written a book. I could have started painting again. There were like a gazillion things that I could have done. And so I see many people stuck in fear and stuck in anxiety, and people will make suggestions and they won't move forward. So I'm going to suggest to you, what opportunity can you find during this time? You know, for me, it's been okay. I'm going to have to retool my business. I don't have any business now. So what do I need to do? Well, I'd already started going in one direction. I'm like, okay, this actually helps with that. I have online classes I've created. I'm fixing up my website to emphasize that. So it's made me really think like, well, what do you want about business? What's important to you? What do you want to do now? Maybe you are someone who's working from home now and you discover, you know what? I really want to work from home. I want to, thank you, MJ. Thank you. I want to work from home. You discovered, you know, you had the 9-to-5 job. And so you realize, oh, I think I'd really like to work from home. Well, how can I do that? Or, you know, you work and then you're laid off. And then what happens is you take, and I will put a resource in the link. There are like 450 Ivy League courses being offered for free right now. And I posted on another site and someone said, oh, I've always wanted to do instructional design. So thank you for that. So you take the time to think, wow, maybe there's a new career that I'd like to do. Hey, Carol. And so you ask yourself, what is the opportunity in this time? I don't want you to be like me. And again, I have to be gentle with myself, but I wasted 9 months. Who knows what I could have accomplished in that time? And if you see it as an opportunity, that can help you take action, right? Because when we're afraid and when we are in fear, we get stuck. It's like, I call it wading through molasses. I can't move forward. And when I'm in fear, I can't do that. So if you start to switch your thinking, okay, well, what's my opportunity? What can I do? And I'm going to encourage you, what can you learn? What can you learn during this time? There is a place called The Great Courses, and they have a bunch of, you can do it on download. They have a bunch of courses right now. And if anyone wants, I'll put the code in for $25 for you to download. If you want the actual disc, $35. So these are taught by professors. Again, this is an opportunity to learn. And then this might be an opportunity to reset. I'm going to be honest. I've been taking naps, not daily, but almost, because I'm exhausted. I have insomnia, had insomnia for a while. Now I know a sleep person might tell me that I can never actually catch up on sleep, but I'm going to disagree with that. Nap is possible. So what are the opportunities? How can I go within? And, you know, I want to be clear. I'm very fortunate. I have no business, but my husband's employed. And I'm grateful. I feel for those that have brick and mortar businesses. My brother has a brick and mortar business. I feel, you know, they just shut down hairdressers, not all North Carolina, I think Wake County and nail salon and things of that. Restaurants aren't doing takeout. Those are the people. And I understand that's an incredibly stressful situation, but I've been there. And I'm going to encourage you again, how can you see this as an opportunity? Maybe it's a reset on life. You know, talking with my husband, we're really like, what's important to us? And we've made some big decisions about some changes we're going to make next year, because this is really for us said, okay, what's important in your life? What are your priorities? I mean, nothing like being self-quarantined to make you think about things and want to do things differently. So try to think, what can I do? Or how do I need to reset? Check in with yourself. You have all the wisdom you need within. So what is it that you're yearning to do? Maybe your creative side needs to be expressed. And again, it doesn't have to be something that you sell or end up a product, but sitting and painting. How that can bring you joy, whatever it's going to do to allow you to take steps to move forward. And I want to take a moment to talk about fear. When we are in fear, that immobilizes us. And I remember after 9/11, the one thing I really remember that is the president saying, go out and buy. That's what we need right now. Now, I'm super frugal, and even as much as I'm in fear, I'm not going to spend that much. But I remember, okay, I'll get some sheets. That's something I can do. And I'm sure I brought a couple other things. And that's normally, I'm very careful with all of that. And so, but I was so afraid. I'm like, I must do that. And so now is a time to be even more vigilant and to pay attention to what's going on. I encourage you to read. Don't read all about coronavirus. That's going to steep you more into fear. Be very careful of what you're reading in social media. I don't pass any of that stuff along. I would say to you, CDC, I would also say, what's your local state doing? Now, we're fortunate there's a guy in North Carolina out of Charlotte. He's a senator. My friend Vince gave me his name. He's given a very factual, up-to-date everything on that, and that's what I'm counting for my information. I think that there are a lot of people that are spreading false things and don't vet it. So go to somewhere like the CDC or your state or your county government to get information, because I'm saying be safe and be informed. Like I'm doing a trip to the grocery store. Our dentist appointments were canceled. I'm kind of in shock. My surgery has not been canceled. But I've seen other hospitals around here asking for donations. Duke Raleigh hasn't done that yet. We'll see. I've got 10 days, but I'm waiting for them to say, no, we're going to cancel. But don't step into fear, because remember, that's going to keep you stuck. What can you learn from this time? You can learn how you respond to stress, how you respond to a crisis situation, and how can you better prepare for that in the future. For instance, if you're able, and again, I'm aware that not everyone can do this. I think this has been a wake-up call for America. And when people say, you know, we don't need minimum wage or whatever, we have to keep that down. People making minimum wage now are keeping this country going. And if you're someone that's against that, I'd encourage you, you know what, maybe you need to rethink that, because they're the ones doing things and are putting their lives more at risk than most of us. And thankfully, some companies have put that out and are going to pay them hazard pay is not the right word, but something that's going to give them more help during these trying times. Yay. So shout out to MJ, who's finishing her novel and catching up on freelancing and college studies. See, that's fantastic. I know that MJ has a child, and so I'm assuming that her child is now at home, and so that she's going to maybe, I don't know where you are and how it's, and I think you're in Texas, how you're doing that, but she's utilizing time. I think that's great, doing a couple different things. And again, you know, having a schedule during this time, I know we joke about staying in PJs all day and having loungewear, but make sure that you are having some type of schedule. So like when I get up in the morning, I feed the cats, I unload the dishwasher, I check mail, I see if my husband wants me to make me breakfast, then I come in and I start to work. Now I'm someone that has to have variety. I do have a lot of writing, but when I'm done with this, I'm gonna do video editing. This is something fun for me. This is totally off the cuff. I just have like literally 5 words of things that I want to talk to about in this video. So make sure that you have a schedule. That having routines are going to help keep you focused on that, are going to help reduce your stress. And that's really important that you do exceptional self-care right now. And whatever that means to you, again, I mentioned I've been taking naps. Taking naps might be something that's important. You know, if you can't go to the nail salon, paint your own nails. Order something from Ulta. They have a bunch of little samples. I love that when I don't like to try a product because I don't know how I'll react. Have exceptional self-care. Do you have obsessive, repetitive, or unsettled thoughts? Are you often overwhelmed or anxious? Do you spend most of your mental energy in the past or in the future? Ready to kick your fear to the curb? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Mental Gut Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your mental clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. And during this time, be aware. What is it that you can learn from this? You know, I mentioned a moment ago, if you're able, or I started to, if you're able and you have no emergency savings, maybe that's something, wow, instead of buying the latest and greatest car, instead of buying the latest and greatest video games, maybe I need to start an emergency fund. And just again, you need to be gentle with yourself in this time. Don't be judgmental. Let's not spin our wheels and waste time there. But what can you learn from all this? You know, we enjoy being home. Where my husband and I tend to be homebodies, but I have to tell you, I'm kind of like when someone says, stay at home, ooh, that makes it harder. So what is it that I need to do? What is it that the lessons that I can learn in this? Because they are, if you're willing to look for it. I want to talk a little bit about community. You know, everything's energy, whether you believe that from a spiritual perspective or you're smart and you believe it from a physics perspective. What happened in China affected us here in the U.S., and we have been so divided in this country. I can't speak for other countries, and if you're listening, I would love to comment here, but we've been so divided, and this shows us we're all part of the oneness. Whatever happens somewhere else can have a direct impact on me. And so think about how are you responding from a community perspective. I have to tell you, I've been amazed. I love seeing the Italians singing on the balconies. I love seeing the Spaniards playing their music. I love these porch concerts I'm seeing. I'm grateful to all the musicians that are doing mini concerts from their home. I belong to a over 40 group for alums from my college, and this woman posted her daughter's in theater, and so they are going to do the favorite Broadway musical songs for people who maybe you're alone or can't get out, which I've sent in someone, which I think is a fantastic idea. I think that's community. That's awesomeness. But I also see still an incredible amount of division, incredible what I call tribalism. And I'm going to be doing a podcast in September about that because it's something someone got really angry with me about my podcast and they don't watch it. And so they found me on YouTube to make sure that they could comment and let them know their frustration with me. And it's all good. I welcome that. And I also accept and realize I'm not for everyone. But how are you responding to this from a community? Are you saying, how can I help? Where can I do? What can I do? I am committed to helping one small business a week. So I just hired a solopreneur to do some updates to my website. I am buying a product from a business this week. I'm looking locally. Well, what is the need? Who can I help? We're a little challenged with the restaurants because we're doing keto. So if you know of a good salad in the area that's open, let me know and I will get a pickup salad for us. But I'm trying to make a difference in any small way that I can. Because remember, everything's energy. As I do that, it might inspire someone else. You know, I mentioned at the top of this, every Monday noon Eastern time, I'm going to take your questions on decluttering. And you know, I have a very broad definition of that because I'm very holistic and organizing, whatever. If you're working on something for an hour, I'm going to be here to coach. And if no one shows up, you know, I will still sit here and wait. Because nothing lost, nothing gained. But I just wanted in a small way. I thought, well, what can I do that maybe will support someone and help move them forward? So look at your community. And again, are you digging your heels in and blaming X is this or X is that? And, you know, again, I see these. I want to laugh because, you know, you can say X and someone else on the opposite side can respond with Y in a sense. There, it's just been a very interesting thing. But you know, I think I see someone who's just the anger that they put out. And so if that's you, I'm going to invite you to check yourself. If you are digging your heels in so much, what is it that you have to learn? What's going on there? And you know, self-righteousness is a wound. And I will find, hopefully for next time, I read that in a book a couple years ago. And that was like an aha moment for me. I was like, wow, I never thought about that way. Self-righteousness is a wound. And now I'm going to suggest to you, I'm not saying don't be aware. I'm not saying not pay attention, because I mentioned that earlier. When we're in fear, a lot of things can get done. And okay, Carol, you know what? Next week, I'm going to talk about the opportunity today. So think about your questions. And if you have questions, post them below or message me, especially specific stuff. We'll talk about that next week. And so, oh my gosh, I hate getting old. I forgot my train of thought. We were talking about, about if you are so set in your ways, and I'm going to encourage you, what's that going on? What's really that about? And this is a time to come together. Oh, I know what it was. Still paying attention. You know, things, I don't like to share news. I follow a political historian on Facebook called Heather Cox Richardson that I love because she relates what's going on in the world. So, you know, you probably heard the senator from North Carolina, allegedly, so I can't get sued, had insider trading and traded all his stocks or sold them or whatever it was. And the one from Georgia who allegedly did this, who's worth $500 million. And she related that in history. And there were three others, and she came back. That's what I love about her. She came back the next day and said, she posts like really late, like at 3 a.m. So I always read it the next day. And she said, you know, a couple of you were like, you didn't post these people. But upon further investigation, they felt that these three Congress people were completely different from the two that I just mentioned. But she talked about how before in the 1929 crash, that people were saying, buckle down, be austere, and they in the government, and they were the ones looting and stealing and all that good stuff. So that's what I'm talking about. Be aware about what's going on. Or if they want to do something like martial law, I don't think we need to get to martial law yet. Again, I'm not running the country, but, you know, are they trying to slip powers in that, you know, you can just be held without seeing a judge? When that stuff like that concerns me, because that's the bedrock of our democracy. And so pay attention. And again, when you're not in fear, you can pay attention. And every day you can do things like take a deep breath, You can ground yourself. You can get out in nature. You know, you can walk. I can't walk in right now because it's evil pollen season and everything is literally coated in the yellow green stuff and I can't breathe. But I'm waiting for this to happen. I'm going to try to go outside today because we had rain. But do something and be a part of the community. Now is not the time to be divisive. Okay. How can you contribute to your community? If you're just spewing anger and hatred, go look at some kitties. That is not helping, right? We talked about everything's energy. So what are you putting out there? I encourage you, post love, post solution. Anyone that I will post the free courses here, anyone that has free resources that can help, please share. That's what's important that we do that. And then finally, you know, practice gratitude. I know it can be really hard right now, but what silver lining can you find? What is good about this? You know, what I think is great, families have more time to spend together. I had for Christmas this year, I'd gotten my nieces and nephew, I wanted to do something and I got them a German food, a bunch of different things because our family is mainly German and my sister-in-law's family is mainly German. I thought, you know, the kids, see if they like sauerkraut and, you know, the really important stuff in life. And so my brother had texted me, said, hey, we made the German meal. And said, they're all about to eat. And he sent me a picture at the dining room table. But that's family time. How great is that that they got to do that? Are you unplugging more? And I'm going to encourage you. You know, I see some people that I think are just on overload because they're reading everything they can about the coronavirus. So what are the silver linings? I'm decluttering. I started out at the beginning of the year. I have my whole year mapped out. And we downsized last year. But I'm like, we got to let more stuff go. So I've got a big donation pile going on. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do that. I have a dining room table stuff. It's not the right time to sell stuff, you know, maybe in 6 months or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, I have time to declutter. How can I downsize even more? And so I'm using that as an opportunity. We're trying to be healthier. So I'm cooking more, which has been great. I have learned today is like a good day for cauliflower au gratin. I have this great keto cookbook. And so I am cooking more. I think that that's great. And again, what is all the silver lining? You know, my husband gets to work from home and Monday was his normal telecommute day. And so I think we're on week two or week three of him telecommuting. And I'm so grateful because it's probably a 45 minute commute for him, only 3 days a week, which is really doable, but he works a swing shift. And so, you know, there's one time he has had these days, he worked 45 hours once in a 3 day period. And I was always worried about him coming home. And so, hey, doesn't have to commute. That's going to save because he doesn't have to charge the car every day. But he's here. And then if he has to work overtime, then it reduces my stress and worry because I'm like, okay, he just has to walk from the office to the bedroom and he's going to be okay. So try to find the silver linings, try to have gratitude. And you know what? I have been reading all these things and I thought it was a good comparison. You know, my uncle Carlisle died a few years ago, was at Normandy. He was a Marine. It was something that he never liked to talk about, which is too bad because I think it would have been nice to hear those stories. But we're being asked to stay home. So that's just a little perspective for you. I would much rather sit on the couch and be at home than have to storm the beach at Normandy. So that's just, again, a little perspective for you. And if you find, again, not in judgment, be kind with yourself. But how can I get out of thinking like this? How can I get another perspective? Who do I need to reach out for support? You know, that time when I was in LA for 9 months and not doing stuff, I wish I would have known to ask for help. I just was too much in there. And so if you need support, ask for it. But again, I want to emphasize, you need to take that first step. People can offer to help you, but you've then got to take that step. Okay, this is what I need. Or even you say, I don't know what I need, but I need help. Can you help me? You need to take that first step and keep moving forward. So that's just my little nickel for today. I want you to remember, how can I find the opportunity? How can I keep from being informed? How can I safely and sanely be aware of what's going on? What am I learning in this moment? What are my silver linings? And what do I have to be grateful for? All right, everyone. So as I said, I'll be back next Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time. put questions for decluttering and organizing or mental clutter. I know Carol mentioned whatever you want, and I'll be here to answer them and we'll be able to talk about it. And we'll go from there. All right, everyone. Clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. And now if I can, let's see. They changed the format on Facebook, guys. This is much harder. All right, here it is. Okay, all right, everyone. Thanks for your patience with me. I'll be better next week.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.